Mr. Yamamura, new of the Japan's delegation. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning and good afternoon and good evening all. I'm Shinya Yamamura, Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism, Japan. And I have worked for WP29 and JRPA in the past, but I took over the JRP issue last summer. So I'm very looking forward to working with you all in this working group, working party. And regarding the working document 2021/7, some colleagues already said in the agenda 4A, Japan submitted the working document, this working document for correcting errors and unclear provisions described in Amendment 3 to GTR number 4. But I believe that my detailed explanation on this working document should be avoided because all the proposals included this working document were already discussed in JRP January session last year. Based on the informal document JRP 8025 by OICA, and at that time, JRP welcomed the proposals and was looking forward to receiving a working document. Those were reported in the report of the January JRP last year. And also, I'd like to touch upon the informal document JRP 8209 as well. Japan would like to just add minor corrections through this informal document. For formula in paragraph 8.1.1, these minor corrections was found by our expert after the submission of the working document. That's all for the Japanese proposal. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And the floor is open for any reflection, comments, questions. European Commission, Rob Gardner.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Yamamura-san, for your presentation. An explanation. I'd just like to raise one further amendment. I think that needs to be included in the document, in the informal document. Perhaps François, you could share 22 again. Yeah. So if you could just scroll down a bit and perhaps enlarge it so we can see the amendments. That's possible. Yeah, so there are two changes being made here. If we take equation 16 at the bottom of the page, there's the change from KF to KFW on the right-hand side of the equation. That change has already been made in the UNR, as I explained. But there are also changes on the left-hand side, changing KWA to KWR, which is correct and aligns with, and the UNR is already includes that. But because the way this informal has been prepared, it's amending what was in the working document. My understanding is that equation 17 should also be amended, not in the two ways that are shown here, but just in the on the left-hand side, changing KWA to KWR. So I think otherwise, if this change is adopted, it'll leave equation 17 as being incorrect. Thank you. Happy to answer any questions on that. Yes, yeah, so the working document was only amending 15 and 16. So that correction on the left-hand side is only being made in 15 and 16, whereas it's actually needed in equation.
Thank you.